Thursday, August 21st, 2025. What time is it? 3:15 a.m. Boy, I've been up for about an hour. So I did my vitals. I made some coffee for everybody, me and my wife. What else did I do? I did some other stuff that we've got. So we in this house, we filter our drinking water through a reverse osmosis filter system. But you have to put the water in and make the filter work, or make the machine work. So I did that. It didn't take that long, but either way, that's something else I did. It's not that I'm just wandering around the house here. I hear a car outside. No, that's a helicopter. Yeah, maybe. I wonder if you can hear that helicopter. You should be able to hear it now. Anyway, also got the fan going because it's going to be 103 today, and that's a prediction, and that's today's record. Boy, went real close over my house. How about that? So it's going to be pretty hot. And it wasn't hot in here. I got the fan going, sucking in cold air. Not cold, but yeah, cooler air. How hot is it outside right now? Let's see. Don't you love these weather reports? In Fair Oaks, it's 70 degrees outside at 3:17 in the morning. Wow, that's pretty warm. Heck, if I went out for my walk right now, I'd be sweating. Okay, so yeah. So I've got my media mixed up. I'm getting ready to start painting here. I really don't know what I'm going to work on today, but I'll find something on that panel, which is Jacinto's 1958 American Dream, painting about my father. So let me have at it, and I'll talk to you on right before I go for my walk. Oh, that's another thing. Since the days are getting shorter, if I leave at 5:30. This morning, it'll be about right. You know, it'll still be dark outside, but the light will come soon after. I remember when I was leaving at 10 to 5, 4:50 in the morning for my walk. So that kind of shortened up the amount of time I could paint when I was out here before that. So I'll have a little bit extra time to paint. I'll be able to paint till 5, really. Yeah, because it just takes me about half hour to clean up a little and get changed and get the dog ready and stretch a little and what have you. So let me get painting, otherwise I'm gonna just sit here and talk all day. Okay, 5:11 a.m. So I just finished cleaning up my brushes because it'd be a while. So I don't like to leave stuff on them and let them dry up a little because it does affect these brushes, and it doesn't take much to get them all screwed up. And especially when I do this detailed kind of stuff that I do sometimes, and that's what I've been doing. As I'm painting, I'm redefining certain lines, making sure that they're nice and straight, or covering the part that they should be covering, going all the way to the corners and what have you. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing there. I'm really going to have to make some intense changes, and I'm not doing them. Actually, I must be, because I can see that when I'm painting it that I am actually making it more intense. Or yeah, intense and lighter is what I'm trying to do. I'm working on the floor and dealing with the light hitting the floor between the couch and the table. So that's where I'm at with that. Let's see. Today is Thursday. Don't have much to do. The wife wants to go shopping at PetSmart. We didn't get a chance to do that yesterday. A regular shopping day. Got out of here kind of late. So we pushed that out till today. Gonna be hot, like I said. And So that's about it. I don't know what else to say, but let's get going here, okay? AM. Okay, just got back from the walk about a minute ago. So let me get going here. Gotta lift some weights. Got some watering to do. Light watering in the back, heavy duty watering in the front, and breakfast and whatever else happens. Okay? So I'll be back. Okay, 9:33 a.m. So let's see. Yeah, I did a bunch of stuff in the back. I pulled some weeds when I was out front watering the big watering for the day in front. My neighbor Bob came by and we talked for a while. Talked about this giant snake that was captured in Fair Oaks. It was in the paper, and it's a 5-foot-long snake, and 7 inches in circumference, I think it was. The circumference or diameter? I don't know, but it looked fat. It looked real big. Something like a bunch of rattles on there and everything, too. Anyway, so talked to him, ate some breakfast, talked to the wife a little bit. What else? I fed the dog, of course. Anyway. So, did some more work right before I came back out here. So, out in the garden, the old garden, that is. So, let me get the painting so I don't lose any more time.
But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Okay, let's see, 12:58. Well, the wife wants to go to PetSmart today, so we're going to do that. She also threw in Western Feed, so we got to do that. So that takes up the afternoon. I'm going to clean up now and stop painting. Okay, so I worked on the floor. The bottom right-hand corner of the couch, starting there and working down to the armpit of my sister sitting on the floor, and me also to the left there, me defining a sharper line for the shadow that the light is casting. So it's getting warm in here, huh, dog? Yeah, she said, hey, it's hot in here. What are we doing in here? Let's see. It's 70, almost 80 degrees. It's 97 outside. Earlier, it was 49% humidity. Right now, it's 22% humidity. So the humidity dropped a lot. Where were they measuring that at? Inside here, it's 46% humidity. So, not too bad. Okay, so let's get going, and got stuff to do. See you tomorrow, maybe.